Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hi, Mighty Mommy here, and I'm ready to share some quick and dirty parenting tips with you that will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. I'm your host, Cheryl Butler. I recently received an email from a listener who had a bone to pick with Mighty Mommy, more specifically, a gender bone. So, in today's episode, I'd like to address an issue that has sparked some controversy, gender-biased parenting.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
This is the email I received from Thor A., who takes Mighty Mommy to task on her gender-biased parenting. Dear Mighty Mommy, I'm a stay-at-home first-time dad to twin girls. Before they were born, I downloaded all of the Mighty Mommy podcasts in the hopes of getting some good advice about parenting. My wife and I consider ourselves proactive parents rather than the reactive parents that raised us. The advice that I've heard from your podcast has been mostly fine. Some of it I agree with, some I don't, and some just doesn't apply. However, I've had a curious animosity towards this podcast for quite some time, and it finally hit me today why that was. In your episodes, Six Ways to Create Family Traditions and How to Be a Better Father, you talked about one particular tradition, for fathers to take their daughters on a date, or if you have a son, go on a bike ride or other outdoor activity. It's this kind of gender bias that I've come to realize is exactly what I don't want my daughters exposed to. I want them to know that their identity is not wrapped up in their gender. They can play with boy toys or girl toys, and they can rock climb or do ballet. It's up to them. Your subtle gender bias, while commonplace in the 1950s, is really anachronistic in 2014. Additionally, whenever you refer to the caretending parent as the mommy, it gets under my skin since I'm the primary caretaker for my daughters while my wife works. I'd make a fair bet that of the fathers who listen to your podcast, I'm not alone in feeling the alienation. Best wishes, Thor A. First of all, I'd like to thank Thor for taking the time to write and express his viewpoint. After reading his letter and then listening to the episode of How to Be a Better Father, I could see where he was coming from. So I'd like to address his concerns now. My first tip in this episode stressed the importance of one-on-one time between a father and child due to the crazy pace families live these days. Therefore, establishing just one new habit in your family's routine could be life-changing for everyone. This new tradition could be anything like taking over the bath and bedtime routine, playing video games, drawing, mealtime, anything really. Next, I suggested making regular dates with your daughter for lunch every other Saturday, or if it's a father-son relationship, engaging your boy in an activity such as a building project or biking to the park every Sunday morning. The point was that whatever you decide your one-on-one time would be, you consider doing it somewhere other than at home. The change in setting can help you and your child relax and open up more. Once this new habit of spending time together is established, you and your child will have something to look forward to on a regular basis. My suggestions of scheduling regular dates with your daughter or outdoor activities with your son, while perhaps somewhat gender biased, were simply examples of activities that would allow one-on-one time between dad and child. They were certainly not meant to be prescriptive based on gender. It's important to recognize that the traditional parenting paradigm very often doesn't apply for today's families. Nowadays, we see a lot more of what used to be called alternative families, consisting of same-sex couples, single parents of both genders, foster parents, and grandparents and/or siblings raising kids. If you're looking to steer clear of all things blue or pink, here are four ways to encourage gender neutrality in your kids. Tip number one, make your home gender neutral. Parents who want to raise kids with a more flexible outlook on gender roles have to adopt an androgynous attitude at home. They shouldn't panic if their son prefers to play with dolls or their daughters decide they want to cut their hair short and ride their dirt bikes. Parents need to give both sons and daughters the chance to live their lives free from the fetters of gender norms. As the mother of five boys and three girls, I'll gladly go on the record as saying that I believe that parents should be allowed to raise their kids based on their own feelings and lifestyle choices that reflect their identity rather than something tied to their anatomy. I have one daughter who is a girly girl, while the other two would much prefer roughing it in the great outdoors and wouldn't wear a skirt unless their lives truly depended on it. And though three of my sons feed their passion on a dirty baseball diamond or football field, the two others love good fashion and baking three-layer cakes from scratch. They've been equally exposed to trucks, dolls, arts and crafts, flowers, building blocks, cooking, and playing nurse and doctor over the years. At the end of the day, if you raise your kids to be kind, trustworthy human beings with a healthy respect for others, their preference for wearing pink, blue, or aquamarine with orange stripes is pretty much irrelevant. Tip number two, offer a large selection of non-gender toys. Our first child was a girl, and the second child a boy. Yes, we offered them some typical toys that were gender-based, such as baby dolls and construction trucks, respectively, but we also had a wide assortment of gender-neutral toys, such as a puppet theater, a play kitchen set with baking gear, farm and animals, Legos, building blocks, as well as tea party fare. And let the record show, my boys always loved the tea parties, while my daughters were ambivalent. We also supplied them with plenty of books that didn't just focus on policemen and princesses. By having a selection of non-gender toys and activities readily available, you'll be sending a message early on that it's wonderful for little girls to build police stations with their blocks, while the boys fill a pretend classroom with Barbies and stuffed animals as they play school for the afternoon. And tip number 3, don't teach stereotypes. If you really want to avoid gender bias in your home, avoid referring to your kids based on those common sayings or cliches that have been around forever. You know the ones I'm talking about. Little girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. And boys will be boys just because they get rambunctious after being pent up inside during a rainy day. The same goes for discouraging your boys from seeing a movie filled with Prince Charmings and fairy princesses, or girls from heading to the latest superhero film. If you want to instill gender neutrality early on, be an equal opportunity role model and don't succumb to stereotypes. And tip number 4, expose your child to a variety of settings. Although teaching your child to grow and learn through gender-neutral scenarios at home is a great place to start, exposing them to real-life situations is equally valuable and allows them to see firsthand the benefits of not being tied down to careers and hobbies based solely on gender. For example, if you're visiting a sick grandparent in the hospital and have the opportunity to interact with a male nurse, this is a wonderful chance to explain that men and women can choose their careers based on their interests, not what society used to think was an appropriate career choice. The same goes for hobbies. Look at all the men who now dominate the fashion industry. If your son gravitates towards patterns and creating things from fabric, take him to a fashion show and introduce him to fashion labels that are geniuses of both male and female designers. And if your child has a fellow student who has chosen to play on a team or join a group that is predominantly the opposite sex, use this as a conversation starter between you and your children to demonstrate how exciting it is that we now have these varied opportunities today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do you feel about raising a gender-neutral child? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mightymommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Mighty Mommy or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com and visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt where I continually update my selections. Thanks again to Thor for candidly sharing his view about the Mighty Mommy podcast needing a gender-neutral tune-up. I appreciate it. We all want what's best for our kids, and certainly being open-minded is a large part of the equation. So, until next time, everyone, happy parenting!
You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.